Central Oregon is offering the state a look at how to cut health care costs. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer explains.
Over the last year, better coordination of physical, mental, and dental health care is expected to result in a 10 to 20% savings in health care costs for the region. Dr. Robin Henderson with the Central Oregon Health Council says the results so far have been dramatic.
And for us, it really was less about cost savings at that point and more about care coordination and what I call health savings in pursuit of the idea of better health, better care, and lower cost.
The state is looking at using coordinated care organizations to help bring costs down. State lawmakers will hear a business plan on the idea during their upcoming session in February. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
In other local news, a former Bend real estate agent has filed a tort claim against the City of Bend, the Bend Police Department, and a police officer. Former agent Tammy Sawyer is facing a trial in April on federal charges that include money laundering and bank fraud. According to an article in the Bulletin, the claim for damages, dated January 5th, stems from what Sawyer calls an unwarranted arrest and other adverse consequences in relation to that arrest. A person must file a tort claim notice before suing a government agency. A recent case involving a man who was set on fire at a homeless camp illustrates the point that homeless camps can be very dangerous. A Bend transient, David Jerome Duffy, is behind bars charged with robbery, theft, and assault. Deschutes County Sheriff's authorities say Duffy poured alcohol on another man and then lit him on fire. Chris Cluart with the Bethlehem Inn says people who can't or won't follow the conduct rules at the homeless shelter often end up in the homeless camps.
But the real issue here is that because of the nature of people who are in crisis, that's what's happening when people are in camps. They're in crisis. So for whatever reasons they're in crisis, that also means that their emotional states, their cognitive states are sometimes very disrupted. That can mean for women who find themselves in the camp that it can be a very dangerous place to be. It can mean that you're in a camp and somebody is getting very, very drunk and suddenly what was a simple disagreement turns into a fistfight.
He says for those who cannot stay at the shelter, they at least try to give them some warm clothes and other important supplies. Bend firefighters responded to a fire at a chicken coop early this morning. Bend Fire says it happened shortly after midnight at a home on Johnson Road. They say the renters had a heat lamp in the chicken coop and the chickens had apparently knocked over the heat lamp, which started the fire. Bend Fire wants to remind you, if you do have a heat lamp operating, to make sure it's clear of any combustibles and is secured. If you use the internet to get your phone numbers now and don't want a phone book to be delivered, you can opt out. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports.
If you've been letting your fingers do all the work.
Remember the days of having a phone book next to the phone?
Some people still like to have a physical phone book.
Now a lot of us use the internet to get phone numbers. Marsha Dana with the DEQ says an increasing number of people don't want a phone book lying around.
A lot of them just end up in landfills or get burned.
You can go to the website yellowpagesoptout.com to get your address taken off the list of all phone book providers. You can also go to each provider's website individually. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Back in Central Oregon, Lapine Principal Jay Matheson is moving up into an administrative position of Executive Director of Human Resources for Bend Lapine Schools. Matheson says he's very sad to leave the school that he loves so much, but is excited about having a chance to make the school district an even better place for students.
I think it's incredibly important to always remember that you're supporting every single employee in the district. I want to continue to look for ways to support building staff, whether that be teachers or educational assistants or custodians, and also support administrators in buildings. Ultimately, I think that's the chief aim of what a human resources department should be about, is supporting the people who are working with kids every day.
He begins his new job as human resources director on July 1st. Coming up next on your local news at 7:30, the Sister City Council did not fire current city manager Eileen Stein. We'll have a special report. And the owner of an environmentally friendly shuttle service is donating its cars, drivers, and time to help the residents at Bethlehem Inn. These stories and more on your local news at 7:30. I'm Lori Robb reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.